game are you playing? If you look at our first reading from the book of Samuel, clearly King David is playing one game, and it's the game of war. David clearly is opposing King David. He wants him dead. And he's chosen 3,000 men so that he will win. David, however, is playing a very different game. What game is King David playing? Raise your hand if when you were a kid you ever played the game Capture the Flag. David is playing Capture the Flag, and it's a radically different game than war. When I was a young child being raised in Waukesha, Wisconsin, I played literally hours and hours at recess playing Capture the Flag. For some reason, culturally in Waukesha, Wisconsin, sometimes you refer to Capture the Flag as steal the bacon. I like bacon. I can tell you that David did not refer to this game as steal the bacon, because David is a Jew. And another reason why I'm Catholic is because we eat bacon. But David clearly is playing Capture the Flag, while Saul is playing war. In the game of war, you kill your opponent. But David chooses not to kill his opponent, and he has the opportunity right before him. What does David do, though? David goes into enemy territory. He literally goes into the camp of his opponent. But he doesn't kill Saul. What does he do? He steals his spear and his water jug, runs to the other side, his camp, and then gloats and taunts that he stole King Saul's belongings. I'd like to talk this morning a little bit about game theory. In game theory, there are two types of games. There are finite games and infinite games. Finite games and infinite games. Now, a finite game, and just by the word finite, we know that it has limits and boundaries. A finite game is very clear. There are known players. There are set rules, and there is a clear objective. Many of us a week ago were preparing for a game, right? There were known players, there were set rules, and there is a clear objective. We knew who the players were. There were officials to make sure that the rules were followed, and there was a clear objective. Sadly, the team that we wanted to win at the end of the game had less points on the scoreboard. Let's look at baseball now for a second. When you start a baseball game, there are known players. You can't in the middle of the game change your players. There are set rules, and there's umpires that guard those rules. And there's a clear objective. At the end of the game, someone has to have more points than the other. Now, in this finite game, if you've ever played baseball, at the end of the game, you'll often hear a player say, well, if we had one more inning, we'd... No, it's a finite game. There are no more innings. When the game is over, the game is over, and I'm sorry, but you lost. Time's up, game's over, you lose. Saul is clearly playing a finite game. From Saul's perspective, there are known players, Saul and King David. There are set rules. Kill your enemy. And there is a clear objective, victory. In finite games, there's known players, set rules, and clear objectives. David, however, is not playing a finite game. David is playing a different game. David is going to play what we're going to refer to as an infinite game. An infinite game, there's unknown players. There are no rules, and the only objective is actually to keep playing. The objective of an infinite game is to keep the game going on at all costs. And this is the game that David is playing. So, from David's perspective, who are the known players? Well, Saul, who has rejected God, only sees two players. That's not the case in David's game. In David's game, it's Saul, it's himself, David, but it's also God. And he is an unknown and unseen player. And my brothers and sisters, that's called a game changer. David enters some unexpected rules into the game. What's that? I'm not going to kill my opponent when I have every opportunity to do so. What's that called? That's called the mercy rule. That's called forgiveness. That's called grace. That's called love. What rule is David playing by? Well, he makes it actually really clear. I can't kill the king because he is anointed. He is a chosen child of God. The dignity of the human person is a rule that David is now playing by. And David, by playing by these rules, will play them for the rest of his life. Because the infinite game of mercy and the infinite game of God's love and God's plan is a game that never ends. The only way that an infinite game ever ends is by two things. Those who are in the infinite game either A, run out of resources, or B, they give up. A great question for every single one of us to ask is, what games have we been playing in our life? Have they been finite? Or have they been infinite? It's sad to say that many of us, myself included, often play finite games in our relationships with other human beings. We find another player, and tragically, we set rules that one of us will win and one of us will lose. And there is one objective, and that objective is to win. And sadly, in many of our own lives, we have won. And this is why, in our own families, there are individuals we haven't talked to in years, because someone won a finite game. In our families, when there's anger and revenge and unforgiveness and hurt and pain, we see people who play by finite games. And yet the invitation that God gives to us is to realize that our life is an infinite game. A game that actually doesn't ever end. That there is an unseen player and his name is Jesus Christ. And he is at our side. And he tells us to change the rules of the game. Because you see, our world lives in a world. Our world lives by laws. Of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And yet Jesus boldly whispers into our ears, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. Love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. You see, Jesus ushers us into a new game, an infinite game. where there are no winners and there are no losers, except for himself, who wins the victory on the cross of mercy for our salvation. My brothers and sisters, we are the players in this game, and the rule is mercy and love. And the rule that God wants us to realize is that we are called to just keep playing. Some of you right now in your life may feel that you're in a very dark place, but in the infinite game, darkness doesn't win, because there's always a rising sun somewhere in the future. In life, we are called to realize that we are playing an infinite game, that there are ups and there are downs, that there are battles and there are hurts and there are wounds. But there is an infinite God of mercy and love who has an infinite plan that's beyond our imagining to lead us to his kingdom. So my brothers and sisters, what game are we playing? Is it finite or is it infinite? Let's pray for that grace today to enter into the game of life with Christ at our side, whispering into our ears the new rules of mercy and of love, and giving us the resources and the grace to persevere. Through God's grace, may it be so.